For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
It's Rosie on the House, and I'm here in studio. I'm Rosie. We've got one of our project managers from Rosie Remodeling in studio with me, Mr. Bruce Stumbo. Bruce, again, thanks for coming in Saturday morning.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. But Romy's here, who came home early from a little camping trip. And, of course, we have Gary, the engineer, in the engineering booth. And I just had to do it. Folks, listen, I want to paint a picture for you. Here in the broadcast studio, we're in a state-of-the-art facility that includes four large-screen TVs that are blasting different news channels in your face constantly while you're here trying to concentrate on the callers and what your topic is. And virtually every screen is filled with some report about the hurricane that's hitting Louisiana. So, Gary, I know where you're from in Louisiana. The eye of the storm looks like it's going to fall almost exactly between your hometown and my hometown.
Yeah, Lafayette looks like the bullseye for the center.
Yeah.
But the way this, it's a weird storm because the top part of it is not so wet, but it's the south and the eastern part as it's making landfall. It's a buku amount of rain.
Well, you know, California has earthquakes and a surge in Californians moving to Arizona occurs. Just like after the brush fires in California, we have a surge of Californians. We get more Californians into Arizona than from any other state. You know, the farthest any of my relatives have ever moved for a hurricane is they moved from Algiers to Covington.
for those of the listening and never been to Louisiana, that's pretty close.
But I had to during the break. I just had to after watching all these four screens about the hurricane. I had to call a cousin and see if we could get him on air for not one of these weather reporters standing out on the levee, but for a real live account of what it's like. But, Gary, maybe your relatives are not like mine, but it sounded like there were way too many adult beverages being consumed.
Oh, no.
To put these.
It's a hurricane party.
That's typical, you know, hurricane snacks and, you know, just a little bit of adult beverages to kind of get you through the afternoon and night and whatnot. But, as long as you're not on the coast, and I'll say this, because I know Grand Isle is flooded right now,
yeah.
And Highway 1 is, but they built 12 feet high, so those camps look, you know, they're wet, but they're not, there's no water in them.
Yeah.
My favorite is still from Katrina, where they took a 4x8 sheet of plywood or OSB and spray painted on it, "Have beer, send ice."
Oh, man. Well, here we are in the beautiful state of Arizona with an absolutely gorgeous day out here, looking like maybe, I understand there was a little sprinkles up in the Chino Valley area, and Flagstaff got a little bit of rain. It's inching its way farther down into the desert regions. Every single day we could possibly have some nice monsoon moisture here coming up this week. So enjoy it, folks. And if you missed it last hour, we talked about what you could do to your back patio to help make it a much more enjoyable, comfortable place to stay. Just because it's warm outside for the next 3 or 4 months doesn't mean you have to lock your fanny into your easy chair inside the air conditioning. The back patio can still be a great, fun, comfortable environment. And we have one question, we call it a hangover question. Andy's calling with a question about the hypothetical patio we built last hour. Mm-hmm. Let's bring Andy into the conversation to see if I can answer his question, and then we'll move on with any question y'all might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you want to talk about a project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring. It's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348.
And this is actually why we reversed the 2 hours, because we would get done with our on the house topic and we'd have so many follow-ups to finish really quick and clear up the lines for the next broadcast that follows us. We thought, well, this is silly. Why don't we switch the hours so we can follow up in real time with all those hangover questions?
And that's Andy, who's on air right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you trying to get done on your patio?
I have an extended patio as we speak, but it's probably 10, 12 feet.
Okay.
But I wanted to add maybe as much as I could, but I'm not sure about, in reference to cantilevering, how far I can come out.
Well, that's, it depends how much engineering you want to do. I mean, we can cantilever a long, long ways, but we're going to need a couple glulam beams going back, anchoring onto the exterior bearing post of your exterior wall over the top of the bearing header that's carrying the patio right now and out past that. And then that will then carry the load, and then we'll run the joist, you know, in the opposing direction. So we can go as far out as you want, but I would tell you, get with an engineer, because you're going to have to do some things about your foundation, because what you're building is a huge opportunity for the patio to be uplifted in a monsoon storm in particular. So you got to make sure that you're not creating this hinged roof latch that comes flying off in the middle of a storm. So it starts at the foundation. We can extend it and go as far out as you want. What part of Arizona are you in?
Northwest Phoenix.
Northwest Phoenix. Do you ever get into Central Phoenix area? Seventh Street, Missouri, is Helt Lumber Company, and if you would just go in with a couple pictures of your back patio, they could do a napkin sketch for you real quick. Not anything that would get you a permit, and you're going to need to permit this, but
right,
it would give you an idea what you could or couldn't do. Were you waving at me?
Oh, yeah, I just thought possibly I could just remove the drywall that's, you know, on the ceiling and put another 2x6, you know, back inside there and nail it on and go out 4 or 5 feet. I wasn't sure what the ruling on that was. So.
You can do that. You can sister up, but you're not,
right,
but you're not going to, you can sister up to the existing joist, but I don't think most engineers are going to want you just to, you know, generally the rule is as far out as you can lever is as far back as you have to go back in. So if you want to go out 5 feet, you're going to come in 5 feet.
But, gotcha.
But for a patio that's susceptible to so much uplift, I think most engineers are going to want you to go ahead and extend that 5 feet, but bring that joist all the way back to the exterior, okay, wall of the house, and then sister nail it up.
So if it's a 12-foot joist currently, then I'd have to add another 12 plus another like
four or five,
16-foot?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, but an engineer is only going to charge you about $150 or $250 bucks at the most. Make sure you have an engineer take a look at it and go from there. But it there's ways to do it.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
Okay, man. Another Arizona homeowner looking to enjoy that back patio environment. We can take your call as well. The lines are loading up. 1-888-767-4348.
That's 1-888 Rosie for you.
Now you'd think I'd remember that. It's only been that number for about 10 years.
You must be having some of that hurricane beer.
Man, oh man. Okay.
Little follow up to last hour. We had mentioned solar ovens as an option, and I texted Lee and he was able to get me that information. He used to run the survival store out of Prescott, but all he does now is it's called Armor Canine, and he trains dogs for personal protection, but he had said it's Sun Oven, so sunoven.com. And looking at it, there are two places in Arizona that are dealers. There's Baja Arizona Sustainable Agriculture in Huachuca City,
okay,
in southern Arizona. You can get a Sun Oven. And then Coin Haven in Cottonwood is another location you can get the actual Sun Oven brand, the one we have. And looking around online, there's a lot of additional designs and options that you can get. Amazon has plenty you can order. I personally don't use Amazon intentionally. Amazon or Walmart, I'd stay local. And
Walmart is local compared to Amazon.
Yeah.
There was a time when Walmart was the Amazon, you know.
I intentionally don't use either. But you can spend a wide variety of range from 100 to 700 on some
of
these.
Holy cow.
But you look at these and they're pretty, you get a good investment.
Wow.
On some of them. There's a OneEarthDesign.com has an entire blog on comparing the different types of a panel cooker, a single panel cooker, and then like it looks like a satellite dish cooker. So there's a couple options for you. Just a little follow-up to our previous hour.
For an ongoing topic on super cooling and beating the new electric rate, we ought to all order a solar oven and start trying some recipes.
Okay.
And then
I've got one, so you just got to catch up.
you're already set, but we'll get one for the office and put it in the backyard, and Bruce has to get one, Stan will have to get one, I'll have to get one, and we'll start doing solar cooking to keep from having to turn your oven on before 8 o'clock.
I got to figure out what I'm doing as well, because I just got my APS bill. Mm-hmm. Last year, my summer high was like $530 for our property, and it's not big. It's a 2,000 square foot. We're way over, but there's a lot of reasons for that. We've got a lot of livestock and a lot of kids, and we use power. Well, I just got my bill for this month. We haven't changed anything.
Okay.
And it's $170.
That's interesting.
So I'm really curious to get home and print out
I would love to
all
see
the
that.
Data. Yeah, because when I saw the email, it says your bill's ready. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, this is going to hurt.
This is going to hurt.
The Corporation Commission refused to rehear that rate hike increase that was put in last year. They're just going to wait till the fall and hear another rate hike conversation. I thought they were only supposed to happen about every 4 to 6 years, but I guess now we're on the annual basis.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside. Whether the sun's on it or not. You're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.